It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of NorCal Public Media, and it's time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. Kids in the Parkland Farms neighborhood of Hillsburg returned home at the end of last week, too late for Halloween. So, Saturday afternoon, neighbors organized a Halloween do-over that radiated with gratitude and good spirits. Roving reporter Matt Villano was there for KRCB.
I'm standing here with Elena Halverson, who is one of the co-organizers of this event. Elena, how would you say this party has matched up with your expectations?
Oh, it's more than I expected. I mean, I don't know why I wouldn't expect this from the community of Hillsburg, because in this neighborhood, and just that we all will come together and just lift each other up in hard times and in good times, and it's just nice to all to be together.
What was the goal here?
To give our family some normalcy and just to welcome everybody back to Hillsburg. And Halloween is such a big thing for the kids, especially in this neighborhood, and just getting them to have that. So,
how many pounds of candy do you think you guys managed to secure for this?
Safeway donated probably 200 pounds of candy, at least.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How many people do you think are here? 500?
At least? Oh, at least 500. About maybe more? I don't know.
Trying to keep track of a 20-month-old in this is like trying to...
I'm here with Brian Summer. Brian, you work in town. What's your job in town?
I'm general manager of Hotel Lamar's.
And you're also involved with the organization that works to promote Hillsburg as a destination, is that right?
Hillsburg Tourism Improvement District, yes, sir.
So, the fire truck rolled in here. Everybody clapped. What was that moment like for you?
Well, I mean, my mind has been reeling for days, just imagining these guys putting up the fight that they put up. When you hear about these houses, you can literally see a house that is standing unscathed, and it is surrounded by black on all sides. And for those guys to go toe-to-toe and to do whatever needed to be done when it mattered most, it just speaks volumes to every firefighter and first responder that helped us dodge this bullet.
So I'm here with the mayor of Hillsburg, Dave Hagley, who also happens to be my neighbor.
Right across the street.
Parkland Farms. Dave, I mean, I'm looking out and there are at least 200 people right here in this park, probably another 200 on our street partying. What does this say to you right now about our community?
Well, a few days ago, I was standing in the middle of the plaza and there wasn't a soul in town, and it just felt lonely, and Hillsburg's back. And it just is heartwarming to see this. We've got neighbors having a hot meal. We've got kids trick-or-treating. You can't beat this. Perfect night. It's incredible.
How did this come together? I know you played a part in it.
Well, it was pretty simple. I talked to a couple of our neighbors, Elena across the street and Mandy Carpenter, and we were talking about how it's great that there's, you know, different Halloween events happening at like the fairgrounds or someplace like that, but there's nothing like trick-or-treating in your neighborhood. And with the power being out, the evacuation order being lifted the day before, it was just incredibly hard to do that. And I don't know about your kids. I mean, you've got three daughters. We've got a 6- and 8-year-old, but the second Halloween was over last year, Jackson, every day to school was, I think I'm going to be this for Halloween, and I think I'm going to be that for Halloween. We literally have he probably has like 15 costumes. So you don't cancel Halloween, but this is great to be able to reschedule it, and just to see this many kids and families playing and have a great time is heartwarming. It's happy to be home.
That's awesome.
You'll find more on the Kincade Fire aftermath and recovery at norcalpublicmedia.org.